विश्वं दर्पण दृश्यमान नगरितुल्यं निजान्तर्गतं पश्यन्नात्मनि मयया बहिर्वो अद्भुतमद्भुतं यथा निद्रया या साक्षात् कुरुते प्रबोधसमये स्वात्मानमेवाद्वयं तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमोऽहं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये यस्यैव स्फुरणं सदात्मकम् असक्तम् अल्प असत्कल्पार्थकं भासते साक्षात् तत्त्वमसीति वेदवचसा यो बोध इत्याश्रितान् यत् साक्षात्करणात् भवेन्न पुनरावृत्तिर्भवम्बोनिधौ तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमोऽहं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये. I offer my salutations to that beneficent being who is incarnate as the Guru. He, the Atman, appearing as the individual soul, through the power of ignorance, sees in the waking state, as one does in sleep, the universe, which in reality exists within himself, as something external, like a city, seen reflected in a mirror, but in his enlightened state, he realizes his own self, the one without a second. I offer my salutations to the beneficent being who is incarnate in the Guru, the light of whose absolute existence shines forth in the world of appearance, who instructs the disciples with the holy text, Thou art that, realizing whom the soul never more returns to the ocean of birth and death. It is a beautiful hymn by Shankaracharya on the Guru. It is an imagery. Sometimes in a mirror we see the reflection of the city. So, what is the city? But the city is outside. But actually everything is inside. Same thing, this Atman, my consciousness, pure consciousness. This whole universe within that consciousness. But due to ignorance, we see this whole world outside me. This whole world is drashtadrishya. I am the seer and the whole world is the seen. At the time of illumination, this drashtadrishya become one. This is a very mysterious phenomenon, this aspect of Vedanta philosophy. Dvaita hi amani bhave, dvaita na upalabhyate. When the duality dissolves, when the mind dissolves, the duality dissolves. When the duality dissolves, we do not perceive the external world anymore. That is a mysterious phenomenon. How the variety, multiplicity, diversity merge into that oneness. But even the yogis get frightened that Manjuku Upanishad says, Bhayodarshina. Oh my, where is my existence? I will be dead. Even Swamiji could not bear it. When Sri Ramakrishna said, here is a cup of syrup and you are an ant, how will you sip the syrup? Well, I shall sit on the brink of the cup and sip very carefully. Sri Ramakrishna said, why don't you jump into that syrup? Oh, then, sir, I shall die. My child, this is the ocean of immortality. Nobody dies there. Look, even Swamiji was scared. When he had Nirvikalpa Samadhi, he cried out, where is my body? Where is my body? This experience of oneness will come to all of us during our last birth. Then no more coming and going that he was talking of in the second verse. How shall I get that knowledge of oneness? By the instruction of the Guru. Tattvamasyadi lakshanam. Tattvamasi. Thou art that. You are Brahman. You are Brahman. You are Brahman. The Guru will beat the drum near your ear again and again to convince you that you aren't the Atman. You are neither body, nor the mind, nor the senses. But this ignorance that we are going to reach tonight is so deep in our mind, it is very difficult to get rid of this ignorance. But Sri Ramakrishna says, if your room is dark for 1,000 years, do you think the light will come slowly and slowly? In the twinkling of an eye, you can illumine the whole room, your whole inside. Nobody knows when that flash of light, that illumination, knowledge of Brahman will dawn in human heart. So let us pray to our Guru, Sri Ramakrishna, Brahman. Please illumine our heart so that we can have the supreme knowledge, the knowledge of Brahman, which destroys all ignorance forever and give us peace and bliss in life. Om. ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्टस् मे हि गाइडस् मे हि गिव अस् स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग मे लव एंड हार्मनी बी विद अस ऑल ओम पीस 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 बी टू ऑल Panchadoshi by Vidyarana Muni. We are studying the Chitra Deepa. Deep means light, which is trying to understand that light through picture. Perhaps you remember in our last class we talked about four kinds of Akasha, space. Space. Here is a jar. Empty jar. It is not empty. There is Akasha. Space is there inside the jar. That space, empty space we call it, that is called kuchastha chaitanya. Consciousness in an individualized place. And inside the jar, there is a space. Fill up that jar with the water. What happens? Water. Space is there, but water and the space are mixed up. Jalakash. Ignorance. Now on that water, the jar, we find the reflection of the moon or the stars. In that surface of that water, we see some reflection in the water. That reflection is called jiva, individual soul. Jiva chaitanya. And that is kuchastha chaitanya, consciousness, inside the jar. We and water together. And that reflection is jiva, you, me, all these individual beings. You have a jar, I have a jar. Your body is your jar. Your body is your jar. My body is my jar. This is the individual side. See the cosmic side. A big piece of cloud. That cloud is full of water particles. Sometimes we see some clouds full of water. Not light cloud, thick cloud. Akar full bunny, as if the water will come from that cloud immediately, like that. Money full of water. in that cloud. Also the akasha, the cosmic, they call it mahakasha, the great space, reflects in that cloud akasha, megakash. Meg means cloud, akash means a space, megakash. That is cosmic, that is Ishvara. So, when that cosmic space reflects on the vast cloud, we call it Ishvara, God, cosmic. When a small jar full of water reflects individual, that is called Jiva. Try to understand this way. This consciousness, one has become many. Kuchaste kulpita, verse 23. Kuchaste kulpita buddhi, tatra chit pativimbaka, prananam dharana jivaha, samsarena sajujati. On the kuchastha is superimposed by imagination, the intellect. The reflection of kuchastha in the intellect is animated by vitality and is called the jiva. It is subject to transmigration. Some take buddhi in this context to mean primal nations. The doctrine of transmigration is based on the eternity of consciousness. As consciousness can neither originate nor end, so its existence throughout the past must be conceived as repeated embodiment like the present birth. Kutastha. Kut means, actually kut means anvil. Anvil of the blacksmith, that is called kuta. Here is the anvil and here is the blacksmith. He puts red hot iron there, and here is the hammer, he is hitting. And he can give any shape he likes that red hot iron. But anvil remains unperturbed. Heat, hammering, nothing bothers that anvil. You are that anvil. You are that kutastha chaitanya. You know, this. When we visualize this kind of imagery, we visualize. Why am I disturbed? Why am I sorry, originating anxieties? I am that Atman. But problem that we are going to discuss, problem is ignorance. Ignorance is the mother of all evil. Ignorance is giving us all these troubles, all these problems, everything. How? The moment we separate ourselves from the Atman, you enter the domain of Maya, problem begins. You know, this Vedanta philosophy is very, very strong and very powerful. Let us talk about this ignorance first, before we start the book. Ignorance. Perhaps you have seen, sometimes we land in St. Louis Lombardy Airport. Whole St. Louis city is overcast. Below, dark. But in the plane, our plane is above the cloud, we see bright sun. Slowly, that plane enters to the cloud and, you know, cut the cloud and then come. And then when it comes to the near the airport, we see the airport. We can see the landing way. But when we come down, we see there is no sun. But just a few minutes ago, I saw the sun, bright sun above St. Louis, when the plane was rotating. But when it lands, we see there is no sun. So this infinite big sun covered by a patch of cloud and give us conviction there is no sun. This cloud is responsible. So this ignorance is responsible for the forgetfulness of our true nature. Ignorance, ignorance. This ignorance cannot be defined. Though Vedanta scripture defined sat asat bham ajanir bachaniyam bhava rupa jat kinchit jnana virodhi. These are the, some words they define the darkness. Do you know what is darkness? Darkness is such it neither exists nor it does not exist. Sat, it is not real. Asat, it is not unreal either. Do you know why? Because this shakti, this ignorance, is the power of Brahman. Look Ramakrishna's philosophy. Shakti, shaktiman abheda. You are a musician. Your music talent and you are one. You cannot separate. So the shakti, Brahma vong shakti, abhed. Thakur gave example as milk and its whiteness, fire and its power to burn. He gave example after example to convince us that the shakti is not separated from Brahman. It is the power of Brahman. And with that power, Brahman becomes Ishvara, and creates, preserves, and destroys, and binds us. God binds us with this power of Maya. We are all trapped. How to get rid of this Maya? Sad asadbham anirbachaniyam. Then, bhava rupa, it is something. It is not negative. It is something. Jyotkinchit. Jyotkinchit means something. Bhava rupa, something positive. Something positive. Jnana virudhi, it is against the knowledge. The moment light comes, darkness goes away. The moment knowledge comes, ignorance goes away. It is a mysterious phenomenon. That is Mahamaya. With that power of Maya, God plays. We are all playmates of this Maya. Amazing this phenomenon. How to get out from this Maya? That Krishna says, Mame Bhaje Prapadante Mayametam Tarantite. Those who take refuge in me, I help them to cross this turbulent ocean of Maya. You will have to take the help of God. Otherwise, you cannot get rid of it. Our Indian mystics gave a beautiful example. Perhaps you have seen in Indian village, they make dal, you know, wheat, you know, which is grinding by the stone. There is a big round shape of stone. I remember in our home, and there is some, you know, some uneven, some marks that they are both sides of the, both inside of the that stone slab, and inside there is a knob, and here is the hole where you put the corn, and here is a small hole with a stick you rotate. You rotate. In our village, we do not have any electricity. That is the way my mother used to make dal and all those things. She used grind. But there is some corn through manipulation, through the grinding process, they go and stay near the knob. If you are in the inside in the knob, that area, you will never be grinded. That knob is God. So by manipulation here and there, if you can go into and just stay near the knob, you are safe. That Maya metam taruntite, then you will be protected by Maya. Because you have taken the refuge of the knob. You know, the way we understand this Maya, how it works, is just grinding. Grinding. This ignorance, mysterious phenomenon. Bhavarupo jatkinchit. Oh. It is not negative things, not abhava, bhava. Bhava means positive, abhava means negative. Now the question is, do you have the knowledge of ignorance or not? Of course we have the knowledge of ignorance. Do you know how Jesus exists? We do not know everything. This jar came from clay. Clay came from water. Water came from what? That thing came from what? That thing came from what? If I ask you what? I don't know. Finally, you will say, I don't know. Continuously, same, your body came from what? What? If you go and continuously, we inquire the source, the cause. Then do you know what will happen? You will reach the Mahakaran, final cause, that is Brahman. You know this Vedantic, this search for truth. We want to know the cause. Karan, Mahakaran. Ishvara is the Karan, cause of this universe. Brahman is the Mahakaran, the final cause. But is there any cause of Brahman? Don't go further. That's it. In Prithadana Upanishad, there is a sage. Somebody, I think Gargi or somebody asked Jaggavalko, what is the cause of Brahman? Murdhate Vyapotishat. Don't ask further, your head will fall down. That is the final cause. So, you will have to go some place where that's it. That is Brahman, the source of the whole creation. This Maya has two powers. Abharan Shakti, Vikshep Shakti. Veiling power, concealing power, and projecting power. Concealing power is not so bad, you know. Deep sleep. It is good, full rest. Problem begins the moment we enter into the projecting power. Buddhi. Intellect, mind, working, projecting. A concealing power. Do you know what? This veiling power, concealing power, covered the Brahman, covered Brahman. As a result, do you know what you see? You see this whole universe. Brahman is hidden by his Maya power. This is not bad. Then when he becomes individualized, problem begins. That is projecting power. That is a chair. That is a person. That is a light. These are all projection. And sometimes Vedanta gives this example. You see there is something on the floor. It is neither, that place is neither too much light or too much dark. So, just like twilight zone, then you are projecting. There must be a snake. Snake is in your mind. You project it. I am thinking, no, it must be a garland. It is in my mind, garland is there. You are thinking, oh, no, it is a crack. That crack projection came from you. This person says, oh, no. They just say, I see sometimes watermark. Four people projected on a theme, on a thing that is a rope. You see the rope as snake, I see the rope as a crack, you see the rope as a garland, this person sees rope as a watermark. Four people projected on the rope. That is this universe. You are a good person. You are a bad person. Who is projecting? I, me. That good and bad are within me. That I am projecting. Continuously I am projecting. This whole world is nothing but the projection of the Maya. Bikshep Shakti. Bikshep. Continuously it is projecting. Who is projecting? Mind. Mind is continuously projecting. You know, sometimes I feel when you sit for meditation, tell your mind, mind, now, no more projection. You focus 100% on your chosen deity. No other thoughts, 100%. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, hold. Let me see. In this way, make a resolution with a strong mind. If any thoughts come, no, no, hold, hold. This is the way sometimes we develop willpower so that you can be absorbed in your chosen duty for a long time. These are the secrets of the spiritual life. Hold, hold. I'm just telling you that how we can stop this projection. The moment we sit in the shrine, I've got too much projection. Mind moves. Sri Ramakrishna says, Tripura, Delhi, all these places. Avaran, Bikshep. When we have experienced the Atman, the ignorance goes away. Then you see the thing as it is. No mistake. Sometimes when Sri Ramakrishna was talking about his experience to his disciples, I used to see mother in this way, this way. He's seeing the reality. Sri Ramakrishna's experiences tell us what happens when our minds are illumined. Then we cannot find any more ignorance. If you live with the sun, do you have any concept of light? No. Do you have concept of darkness? No. It is amazing that if you live with the sun and travel with the sun all around the world, you know that light is my nature. I have no concept of darkness, no concept of light. That is the way we should be. This ignorance this Maya, there are two words Vedanta scriptures use, Mayadhin, Mayadhish. Dhish, Odhish means Lord, Lord of Maya, that is Ishvara. And Jiva, individual soul, you, me, Mayadhin. We are the slaves of Maya. We are under the control of Maya. Through spiritual disciplines, we become Mayadhish. We develop that power so that we can control the Maya. You know, sometimes when we read the Ramayana Mahabharata, look, Krishna is telling, hey, son, now you go down. Arjuna will go and fight before sunset. He will have to kill Jayadratha. Then when it is done, son, now you get up. Son again rises. Full control over Maya. Amazing. Sometimes when I was reading, sometimes in Ramayana and Mahabharata, I see how these avatars have full control over Maya. So in the beginning, I just gave you a brief description of this Maya, big shape Shakti. Ignorance endowed with these two twin powers of concealment and projection is the cause which transforms, as it were, the pure self, immutable, unattached, and indivisible, into the jiva and the world. As ignorance regarding the rope gives rise to the illusion of the snake, similarly, ignorance regarding the self by the power of projection brings before our mind the illusion of phenomenal universe. This world, Maya. And we think it's so real. Vidarana Muni mentioned prananan dharanat jiva. Jiva, what is it? He holds the prana. Prana, energy. The ones there was a fight among the sense organs, that who is the best in the human body. The eyes said, we are the best. But then, no, all right, 1 year sabbatical, vacation. Eyes left, came back, how are you? We are fine, how did you live without me, without us? Just like a blind person. In this way, the ear also took 1 year vacation, the speech took 1 year vacation, so all these sense organs took vacation for 1 year and came back and found body is intact, body is fine. Body did not die. But when the mukha prana, the prana wants to depart from the body, thus all sense organs began to collapse. Then this priest, please, you are the supreme in the human body, don't go away. Prana, energy, is very, very vital. That is saying, saṃsārena ca yujyati. Then he was talking about consciousness reflects everywhere. It is all pervading. It is all pervading, this consciousness. But it reflects mostly on the buddhi. Why? They give an example. When there is a lightning, the lightning reflects on the Skinker Boulevard, on the trees, on our lawn. But maximum reflection we find on our glass windows. Reflects. Because it is transparent, clean. So Brahman reflects everywhere. In your body, in your cloth, in your chair, in your home. Everywhere Brahman reflects. But they are very tamas. They are all jade matter. The most reflected, clean, transparent place in human system is buddhi. That is the reason they define buddha upahita chaitanyam jiva. Buddhi te upahita chaitanya. Chaitanya, consciousness reflected on the buddhi, is called jiva. Antakarana upahita chaitanyam jiva. Inner organ, consciousness reflected on the inner organ is called jiva. That cosmic consciousness becomes individualized. Your buddhi, my buddhi, her buddhi, different buddhi. Consciousness reflects. That is the way we have become individuals. Individuals. Shatto. Ishvara, maximum reflection of the Brahman, because we find sometimes perhaps 90% pure sattva. 5% rajas, 5% tamas. Because always remember, three gunas must be there, always. Only sattva, only rajas, only tamas, no, they cannot do. Trigunatmika prakriti, this maya, has three gunas. They are always together. Variation is there. Perhaps you have 50 sattva, 50 rajas, or 25 rajas, 25 tamas. It differs from person to person. The more sattva guna you are, the more spiritual you are. That is all play of the gunas. Through spiritual discipline, we develop the sattva quality. We become sattvic. Do you know, they are now arguing. I say, generally reflection comes only an object which has a form. Ignorance does not have any form. But how can this cosmic consciousness can reflect on the ignorance? That is the question. Then this commentator quoted various Upanishads. Katha Upanishad, Chayatapo Brahmavido Vadanti. Chaya atapa, light and shade. Paramatma is the light and jivatma is the shadow. That is the way this jivatma and paramatma plays. Then rupam rupam patirupa bahuva. This Brahman through each individual intellect became many. Jivishu avasena karuti. Avash, reflection, maximum reflection. I remember in our Vedanta class, our teacher was talking about Ishvara. Do you know what is Ishvara? Here is a 1,000 watt electric bulb. Here is a small black tar. And here is another spot tar, black. From those two spots, light cannot come. But 90% of the electric bulb is full of light. And you see a lot of light. That is Ishvara. And vice versa. 90% dark, 5% a little white, and 5% a little gray. That is all individual beings. Only little is lighted. Without consciousness, we cannot function. No way. Eko evo hi bhutatma bhute bhute babustita ekoda bahuda chaivo drishyate jala chandravat. You have 1,000 jars are there, and here is the moon. What do you see? You see 1,000 reflected moons. So all these individual beings you see, all are reflected gods. That is the way we think about Vedanta. All are reflected gods. Jalo, jalo, bhumno, ghatakasho, jatha, sarva, sarva, tirohita, tata jivina kuchasta, soinanya dhyasa uchati. As the akasha is a pot, is concealed by the akasha reflected in the water with which the pot is filled. So kuchasta is obscured by jiva. This principle is called mutual obscuring or superimposition. This is another aspect of Vedanta. Onnanna dhyas. Brahman is superimposed on buddhi, and buddhi is superimposed on consciousness. Consciousness reflected on the atman, or on the buddhi, and buddhi, what happening? The moment buddhi is reflected, I am miserable. I am not feeling good. The consciousness is talking these things. I am not good, I am weak, I have problem. That who is talking at that time? Buddhi. Taking the help of the consciousness, this knowledge he got, that I am not feeling good, I am miserable, I am bad. But this, do you know the problem? Problem is we do not know how to separate Buddhi and the Atman. Mixed up. The nature of Atman reflects on the Buddhi, and Buddhi gets knowledge. Otherwise, Buddhi cannot get knowledge. And Buddhi reflects on the Atman consciousness and says, I am this, I am that, I am the body, I am the mind, I am Swami, I am this, I am that. So he is superimposing on the Atman, and Atman is superimposing on the. Hey, this is called Anunyadhas. We really do it. Look what Thakur said. Do you know what? Inside me, two persons live. My mother and the devotee. It is the devotee who has this cancer. But my mother is free from cancer. You know, when we read some of the statements of Sri Ramakrishna, we can see that how he separated himself from the body. That is something we have to learn. How to separate, divorce. I am neither the body nor the mind nor the senses. Agya, look what Patanjali says. Anitta, asuchi, dukkha, anatmasu, nitta, suchi, sukha, atmakhyati, abhidha. That is the way Patanjali in the Yoga Sutra, chapter 2, aphorism 5. He defined this ignorance. Anitta. The thing which is unreal, we think that is real. This world, this body, not real. It is not a permanent thing. Anitta, thing which is unreal, we think that is real. Asuchi, the thing which is impure, we think that is pure. We sometimes see that, you know, we sometimes, if there is any earthquake and some war, they dump all human bodies in a big graveyard, because this body, when body rotten human corpses, shaped, become terrible. Immediately they cover. This body, we think, how beautiful is my body, nice. But when the body becomes dead, it becomes a corpse, rotten corpse. Immediately they cremate all the belly. So it is not asuchi, becomes suchi. It's suchi, it is pure. Then dukkha, I find this world full of misery, but I think that will give me happiness. As Sri Ramakrishna said, that ut kata ghas khai, a camel eats thorny bushes, it mounts bleeds, still it will eat the thorny bushes. A dog bites a bone, bleeds the mouth, and he thinks that blood is coming from the bone. That is called sukha dukkha, happiness, misery of this world. And anatma, non-atman becomes atman. That is called avidya. That means it brings the reverse knowledge. Knowledge is there, but reverse. You know how to, if we try to analyze ignorance, what is ignorance? Finally we see there is no ignorance. Look, Sri Ramakrishna says, ego. Do you know what ego is? It is just like an onion. The way Thakur explained this, the onion, you peel one layer after another layer, finally it is nothing. There is nothing there. Ego is just like an onion. Very interesting. Kutastha Chaitanya. Jiva Chaitanya, Kutastha Chaitanya. these kuchos, always remember, kuchostha means space and water together. So, kuchostha is covered. That space is covered by water. And on that water, that ego is reflecting. So, he does not have that knowledge that I am that consciousness. But when you will be illumined, you can see. I am neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. Like Shankara says in Nirvana Satkam, Jiva Buddha Ankara Chitta Ninam. I am neither the body, nor the mind, senses. You know, sometimes I think about these things that Swami, we discuss and all these things. At least it will give you some knowledge and wisdom, the background of human life. Very few people have this kind of knowledge and wisdom that the Vedanta scriptures teach us. Who am I? Why am I in this world? Why am I miserable? What is the cause of this misery? These questions must arise in human mind. Then slowly, slowly we find the answers. Otherwise, you know, some people think, what is the necessity of reading the Vedanta text? This is the necessity. It will sharpen your intellect. It will make your mind one-pointed. I am jibo na kuchastham bibinokti kadachana anadi Abhibhiko ayam mula vidya iti gaimmatam. 25. Under the delusion of mutual superimposition, the jiva cannot discriminate and realize that he is not jiva, but kuchastha. Kuchastha means atman. This non-discrimination is beginningless and is known as the primal nations. From the birth after birth, beginning, these things are coming on. I am a jibo. I am helpless. In the stage of thinking, I am atman. Birth after birth, this ignorance, layer after layer, accumulated. How to get rid of it? Mula vidya, tula vidya. Cosmic ignorance and individual ignorance. Another thing, please remember. Vivekananda is illumined. There is a question. That if Atman is one, that if a person experiences the Atman, then let everybody be illumined? No. Atman is one, but Jivatma are many. Individual souls are many, but Atman is one. As I sometimes give that example, there are 4 billion cups of water, and where is the one sun? You see 4 billion reflected suns. So if you are illumined, that doesn't mean I am illumined. That is the way it works. But do you know what is the secret? You will have to destroy the avidya by avidya. You will have to destroy the ignorance by ignorance. That is the reason that last Sunday I was talking, that ignorance has two departments, Vidya Maya, Avidya Maya, good Maya, bad Maya. You have come to the Vedanta temple, listening to the Vedanta class, you practice japa and meditation, you practice spiritual discipline, that is Vidya Maya. So that you can counteract the Avidya Maya. Sometimes I give this illustration. If one part of your body is dirty, you take soap with one hand, you clean the other part of your body. So you are cleaning the body by the body. You are cleaning the mind by the mind. That is the way it works. Vidya Maya, Avidya Maya. Maya is not all bad. Sometimes Maya is our friend. Maya is telling us, don't get involved with the world. Just go to God. That is Vidya Maya. Do you know what? When Swamiji returned from America, M came to Bellur Math. And M was telling, hey, you have started these philanthropic activities, you know, all these things, and school, hospital, and all this. It is all Maya. Swamiji smiled. And Swamiji said, what do you think about meditation and prayer? Oh, M was telling, Sri Ramakrishna taught us only meditation and realize God. Swamiji said, that is also Maya. You are telling me that I am helping people, suffering humanity, that is Maya, and you are trying to get your own liberation through japa and meditation and illumination. That is also Maya. You accepted Maya that you want to get rid of it. M kept quiet, M couldn't answer further. Meaning you are seeking your own liberation. And I am trying to give liberation, helping millions of people, forgetting my own things, destroying my selfishness. That is bad. And you are a selfish person just trying to get your own liberation. That is good. M did not go further. All right, up to this tonight. We'll have to get rid of this ignorance by the help of the ignorance, by the help of God. Om asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityurma amritam gamaya abhirabhirma edhi rudrajatte dakshinamukham tenamam pahi nityam. Om shanti shanti shanti. Lead us from the unreal to the real. Lead us from darkness to light. Lead us from death to immortality. Light us through and through. And guide us evermore with the loving presence. Peace, 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 control.